my friend Terry McGinnis from the Gateway Clipper Fleet. Good morning, Terry. How are you, my friend?
Marty, I'm lonely down here, but it's really good to talk to you. It's good to hear from you, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're one of my favorite people. So committed to the region, so committed to doing the right thing. I've always loved you, love watching your son's career. But, man, I want to pull my hair out when I see what happens, what hair is left. So the story I was telling is true, right? You were booked, ready to go last week, and then, bam, hammer to the forehead,
well,
sir.
Yes, it's... Well, we're limited. We're actually operating on a limited basis. We knew it was going to be tough. And I'll give you an idea of how tough it is. I just we just got our first half of the year numbers done, and it wasn't hard to do actually because it wasn't much business. But our revenue is down 90%,
wow.
Marty,
wow.
In the first 6 months of the year, and I think I can speak for many other hospitality industry here in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm heavily involved with Visit Pittsburgh and with the Restaurant Association, and I'm not alone, I can tell you that. I'm also involved with the Passenger Vessel Association on a nationwide basis, and we get together with about 12, or there's 500 people in the association, but 12 or 15 of us get together every Thursday evening. And that's when we got this announcement last Thursday. And other than Chicago, the folks there, they're still shut down. But other than, actually it started last week, but we're the only ones that opened up and got closed down again from a standpoint of passengers. And we were ready to go. We had actually found out about 4:30 last Thursday afternoon. There was going to shut down at midnight. We had a boat that was full to the COVID numbers, you know, with social distancing and masks. And found out at 4:30 that we were going to be having to shut down for at least a week. They're saying a week. We'll find out this afternoon where this what the timing is. I pray to God, please let it end. So,
hey, Terry, we've been friends a while, and you're always a straight shooter, and you're so committed to the region, which is why I love you. You have to be ready to bang your head off the bow of that ship with the frustration of not being able to operate within the standards set forward by the CDC and the governor of Pennsylvania. You have to be, sir.
That's an understatement.
Huh.
It's when I think about, my grandparents started this company in 1958. I grew up in the business. By the time I went off to college, I said, this is the last thing I'm ever doing with my life. But,
right.
I came back a few years later, and here I've been back for many, many years now. And I'm third generation owner, and I've got a couple of my kids that are working in the business, and I hope they're going to be fourth in it, or they're counting on it if we keep ourselves going. But I look at these, basically, this time of year, we usually have about 150 crew members, and right now I've got 17 on the payroll. I've got 50 full-time employees who count on that's how they pay their mortgages. This is how they raise their families, as they put food on the table. This is where they get their health insurance, Marty. And these people are shut down. We did get a PPPL loan.
Yeah.
And a SBA, but that's not nearly enough to get us through. And I can speak for every restaurant and hospitality facility in Allegheny County to say that this is like taking a bolt to the head. I think that's what you said before. It's just so difficult.
How difficult, Terry McGinnis? Terry, you must crunch the numbers. And I mean, I'm not trying to be apocalyptic here, but like any other businessman that was an unbelievable success and is now teetering, have you thought about, you know what, I'm better off shutting it down and trying to save some money rather than trying to keep it afloat, literally, and losing it? Have you thought that, sir?
Yeah, we have. Actually, on my this week's Thursday night call with the other operators, we're considering that. We want to talk about where we all stand. All these guys from Cincinnati, Cleveland, New York, Tampa, Florida, Savannah, like I said, Chicago, and a few other places, and we want to come back with a report. It's my favorite hour of the week, or 2 hours of the week, I got to tell you, just to get together now, because this is nationwide, and talking about whether we should shut down. But there are so many costs, Marty, with our operation that continue to go on. If we can just get a little stream of revenue going and keep it going, like we did sightseeing cruises and some dinner cruises, like three dinner cruises and a couple of private events and sightseeing cruises, all meeting the requirements that the state and the county have asked for. So, not nearly a full boat, but full according to COVID-19. And if we just keep that going, I there's no question that I think we can stay alive. But this shutdown, it just creates chaos all along the line. But you still got to pay insurance. You still have to get these girls, call them affectionately my girls, these boats. They don't. they don't float themselves. They don't keep going by themselves. They take you got to have somebody here taking care of them all the time.
Terry McGinnis with the Gateway Clippers League. Hey, Terry, do you feel the frustration I do, my friend, when you see 5,000 protesters in the streets and you can't put 50 people on a boat, sir?
Unbelievable. Can't go to, well, you can all kind of go to church now, but it's not very easy.
Can't have a wedding.
That's what, you can't have a wedding. You can't, you can't do that. It's not right.
No,
it's absolutely not right. And I could say more, but I wouldn't want to jeopardize your license.
No, I'm with you. And I wish I could help you more. Only thing I can do is push people like Rich Fitzgerald, who's been kind enough to join us every single day. And at the end of the day, it angers me to no end that men like you who have built their lives around this, and I know you have two family members. I know I've talked to your daughter before, who's deeply involved in the company. And to see it teetering this way, I cannot imagine the frustration with the politicians who allow 5,000 people to march in the streets, and Terry can't have 50 people on a boat. It's disgusting.
Hey, man, well, I hope we get good news this afternoon, Marty. And I do appreciate you are doing something for me and for the entire hospitality industry by bringing this up and making a statement. And I can tell you, I appreciate it, and we all appreciate it.
All right, my brother.
I've considered Richard Fitzgerald a friend of mine for a long time. I know he's in a tough situation. We got to do better than this for our residents.
I've known him since I was 13. I will talk to you as soon as I get information that helps you, sir. Maybe later today, all right?
Marty, thanks so much. You and your family always in our prayers, too.
All right, my man.
So,
thanks, Terry.
Thanks.
He's a good friend.